I'd like to ask you to take a few minutes, sit quietly with your eyes closed, and sit fairly straight, breathing normally, noticing the rising and falling of the chest with the breath. Let yourself relax. Experience the motion of the chest and stomach in relation to the breath. And now allow yourself to reflect. Reflect upon who you are. Physically, emotionally, and intellectually. And notice that as you reflect on this, you'll see certain strengths and perhaps some imperfections as to who you think you are physically, emotionally, intellectually. Sometimes we act foolishly. Sometimes we say silly things. Sometimes we realize that our thoughts are not very kind. Just allow yourself to notice this. Now pretend that you have a magic filter. And imagine that you can see through that physical, emotional, and intellectual part. Imagine that you can see directly into the soul, like a spiritual X-ray machine. Some people, using imagination, literally see something as if they have a video tube in their minds. But you don't need to literally see to do these visualizations. Just think that you can see the soul directly. And see if there's any self-judgment or self-criticism that you can see in the soul. Is there anything about the soul that you find imperfect? You will probably discover that on the soul level, there's nothing to judge and nothing to define. So imagine that this soul now has a light. Sometimes I suggest a blue light, but you can imagine any light you would like emanating from deep within you, a pure, clear light. Let it rest somewhere deep in the chest, near the heart, or from the heart itself. And let it fill you with this light, saying quietly to yourself, Tahora He, she is pure. My soul is pure. Notice how this feels as it radiates through the body. And notice, once again, reflecting upon your physical, and emotional and intellectual makeup, when it's filled with this light of the pure soul, notice how you feel. You'll probably experience greater acceptance of who you are. Let yourself imagine being in the room with someone you know. Imagine they too have a light deep within them, reflecting the pure soul. As you gaze at this person in your imagination, let them be filled with the light of their pure soul, and notice how it affects the way you feel about them. Tahora He. This is a pure soul. Bring someone else into the room in your imagination that you know, and let yourself try once again to let the pure soul within this being fill them with light. Notice how you feel. Tahora He. This is a pure soul. You can do this with as many people as you like. For now, let yourself take a deep breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. This practice of recognizing that we have a pure soul within us, which helps us to become less self-critical, also helps us to become less judgmental of those around us. It is often a practice that I do in public places, in crowded places, with people that I don't know. Every person I look at, I imagine this light, and I say quietly to myself, Tahora He, there is a pure soul. There is another pure soul. There is another pure soul. This is a practice that opens and warms the heart and brings us closer to our true sense of ourselves. The last meditation that we'll do is a meditation of Devekut, merging with the divine, as I pointed out earlier, the Kabbalistic perspective is that we're never separate from the divine. This is a meditation practice to come to the full realization of that point.